Hey, it's Rob and Kennedy.
Hello. Today, we've got a special extra edition of the Email Marketing Show where we want to share with you some strategic thinking processes to help you decide where your messaging should change and if it should change during a crisis.
This is one of those things where everybody has a really strong opinion. You know, when something big happens in the world and it affects the world, it makes us wonder, how do we actually make the decision about what to change, if we even should? And it's one of those things where it's hard to say if there are any rights or wrongs. And the idea of this podcast episode is definitely not to tell you what we should do or what we think you should do. It's just to help you decide what's right for you and your personality and your business and your customers, truthfully, in a time like this.
Totally. So let's get into the sort of thinking processes, because like Rob said, this is about helping you have more information around making the decision. It's not about telling you what that decision should be, because I think we all need to have that choice of what our decisions need to be. And basically, right now, there are two different ways that you can choose to put your content out. And we're talking about email content, we're talking social content, we're talking about the promotions and the stuff we're all doing in our businesses. And they basically come down to two different things you can choose to do. And the great news is you can change which of these things you're going to do as time goes on, as things unfold, and as different things happen. And also as your learning progresses, as you gain more knowledge, right? So the first type of content you can definitely put out, if you choose to, is supportive content. That's the kind of thing where you, that could be something as small or simple looking as putting up the flag of the country. It could be an image, it could be a video, it could be sharing that information, it could be something in support, it could be all the way through to some kind of proactive campaign that supports the cause. The second type of approach you might take is what we're calling escape content. Because in a time of trauma, of really difficult stuff, one of the things that I know we all need to do for our mental health, for our family's health, and to allow us to do and carry on in some kind of way, is we need to some kind of escapism. So I'm talking about the fact that when things just get a bit too much, you want to stick on Netflix and watch an episode of Friends or something like that. You just want to escape because your brain needs that recovery time, right? So what might be happening right now is you might be saying, well, at the moment, I want to do supportive content. That's great. Absolutely amazing. Good on you. And then later, you might think, do you know what? I need to also share a bit of escapism content as well that allows people to think about something different and give their mind just that rest. You might be doing the opposite. You might be going, do you know what it is right now? I just want to produce escape content. And I think because our background as entertainers, for me, is I'm much more inclined to provide at the moment, for a bunch of reasons we're going to get into this episode, I'm very much about, can I help people escape? That's what I've done all my life as an entertainer. I turn up at an event and I help people escape whatever's going on in their business, in their life. The moment they come into that theatre or into that room, I make them laugh, I make them have a good time, and allow them just to relax and recharge so they can make those hard decisions later. So right now for me, and my natural ability, I guess, is to provide escape content. But of course, here we are producing this episode of the show, which is allowing to support our audience. So we've got a bunch of questions that are going to allow you to go through and think about what could you do, in what way, and to what level might you want to do any of these things if you are going to produce any kind of supportive content. And you'll see that with all of these things, we'll continue to say if you want to or if you don't want to,
right,
as well. So the first one.
So the first question really is, does what's going on affect you? Now, we mean that in a particular sense, because of course, you know, the kind of things that we're talking about here, they do affect all of us, you know, whether it's just mentally, emotionally, they affect us with what's going on, right? But I guess really the question comes down to, you know, if you are, I guess, lucky enough like us to be somewhere out of conflict, to be out of somewhere where there's a direct impact, then that does give you an opportunity to choose whether you want to shine a light onto the people who are not in that situation. or whether you want to actually, again, to continue to provide that escape. I think it's interesting. If, like, right now, as we're talking, there are still people who are going to the theatre to sit down and watch a comedian for 2.5 hours just make them belly laugh. And there are still people who are going to the cinema and watching, I mean, films that are coming out right now. That's all still happening. That the world doesn't pause. And I think it's easy for us to think that because we have an audience online, whether that is a social media audience, whether it's your email list or whatever, because you have a platform, that the only right moral thing to do is to use that platform in some way when something like this occurs. And actually, I think you actually have to be very careful, because the fact that you have a platform, the fact that you've built one, means one thing and one thing only. It means that you're good at harvesting an audience in the nicest possible sense. You're good at running ads and getting people to opt in for a thing. You're good at, you know, posting content that makes people share it and come and follow you on Instagram or TikTok or whatever. And so that means that you are that. We have to be really careful that we don't suddenly turn into armchair politicians.
Yeah, I think what we can remember and take a bit of solace in is that we've all built our audiences, large or small, about the thing that we are passionate about and experts in. And you may very well not be. Most of us are not experts in politics, in any of the stuff that's been going on over the last few years. We're not. And I don't think any of us should expect you to be either.
Right.
So I'm not going to someone's Instagram, who maybe our Instagram, to find out the latest breaking news about any crisis. That's not what I go there for. I'm going to that Instagram to find out about that particular thing, and I expect them to be an expert in that.
Right.
And so remember, that's the pressure off. You don't have to have the answers. You don't have to be the leader or the voice in that. You can show support if you want to, or you can continue to be the escape, right? And we've got some more points to make around how to make them decisions as we go on. So that first question, as Rob said, is does what's going on affect me? And then, and regardless of the answer to that, yes or no, as long as you know the answer to that, do I want to bring that into my content or do I not want to do that? If it does affect you, you might want to bring it into your content. If it does affect you, you may not want to bring it into your content. And that's a choice. Just because something's directly affecting you doesn't mean you have to talk about it. Because you might not feel that's appropriate. You might not feel that's the part of you you want to share. Because that's the great thing. You have the choice of what you share. There are some things about all of our lives that we say, that's not a bit of content we share. We don't talk about that bit. Stuff going on in my life, stuff going on in Rob's life. Right now, personal stuff that we say, actually, we just have a bit of a boundary around that. And we all have those things. But there's a load of stuff that maybe some stuff you've heard us talk about, you think, probably should have been a boundary around that. Right? But you get to make that choice. Right. And that's the great thing. So does what's going to affect you? And yeah, regardless of that, yes or no, do you want to share that or not? And that's totally fine. Second question is, does it affect what it is you teach or what it is that you sell? And that might be the content itself or the way that you teach it. It might be the frameworks that you use and the things that you share. Does it affect those things? And if it does, have a think about whether that is your reason that you want to start sharing some stuff about this. And again, or not. And that's totally fine too.
Totally. The next one is, does it affect your audience? And this really takes a bit of a psychic, you know, deep dive into who your audience are and where they're based. Obviously, one of the things we talk about a lot is gathering as much data in the nicest possible sense as you possibly can on your crowd. And so that could be that when there's a particular part of the world right now that's suffering something right now, then you can dig in and say, well, where are those people? You know, who are those people on my email list? And then you have a choice. You can segment them out of the stuff that, truthfully, whatever it is that you do and sell right now, it's probably not as important as what's going on to them. It's probably not going to help them and support them. So you could literally just segment them out of your marketing altogether. That's one option. You could go that far. The second thing you can do, obviously, it's a bit more difficult if your entire audience is in that place. If that's the case, then you're very much probably going to take the support route rather than the escape route. And I think when it comes to the rest of your audience, you actually have to realize that all of those people don't just want to see content about what's going on in the world. Sure, they do want to see it, and they do want to be kept abridged of the information. But as Kennedy said, there are channels for that, literally. There are channels and there are places where that happens. There are places where people go for that stuff. And it probably isn't the email list that they signed up for to learn how to play the piano, or the email list they signed up for that's going to teach them how to do baby yoga, which I'm saying is all the rage right now. And so they do need to have that escape mechanism. They do need to have that. And so somebody has to provide it. And so I guess it should be you. People still need to know how to cook. They still need to know how to do all the things that they need to do in their everyday life. And so really just think about, does this affect my audience and how does it affect my audience? And therefore, do my audience need to continue on the path that they started on me with me on?
And then you decide what we're going to do about it. So once you've thought about the audience itself, think about what am I going to do about it? So, for example, for us, we think it's appropriate that we, and we're not saying everyone should do this at all. This is not our opinion to share with you. This is just the thing we're doing. And that is, we decided that any of our members or anybody like that who's currently paying us, who's in Ukraine or any of those places in the world, we're going to not charge them for their membership for the next little while. You know, that's one of the things we think is the appropriate thing to do. How we make the decisions? How do you implement that? We're not saying you have to, but what is it you want to do based on what you understand of your audience? All right, really important. Okay, the next thing is, and this for me is really important, and that is, do you actually have anything to say? Now, if it's purely support, like I'm with you and I stand with you, the answer it might be, yes, I do have something to say, if you do have something to say. But let's just think about, what do I have to say, and is it researched, right? One of the things we need to do is take a look at fact-checking and stuff like that. We want to make sure that what we're sharing is as fact-checked as possible, because what we're only doing is adding fuel to something when we haven't done our full research. We've got to be really quite a bit careful around that sort of stuff. Yes, you can totally still choose to give your support if you're going to do supportive content rather than escapative content. But when that supportive content's out there, just make sure that it is fact-checked as much as you possibly can. Obviously, fact-checking can be tricky because there's obviously lots of ways that you can skew numbers and information and that sort of stuff. That's kind of a thing in the world. But here's the thing. It is completely okay to be the support to your audience on your channels. And it is completely okay to be the escape to your audience. You can choose to be one, and you might stick with that one for the rest of time. Or you might switch, and you might switch back again. Or you might sprinkle one over the other. You might be all support, and every now and again, pop something in there that's going to be escapist. Or you might be mostly escape, and every now and again, do something supportive. At the end of the day, as long as we are all sensitive to that situation, so we know what's going on, and by sensitive, we don't mean that you have to tread on eggshells. You can still relax and still be you. Look, here we are, two guys who are known for being funny and outrageous, here talking about some pretty serious shit. And we're not treading on eggshells. We've got a plan. We feel like it's really important to share it with you. And you can share how you feel, if that's your style. You don't have to share how you feel, right? I mean, whatever your style is, you can show up in that style, whether that's really thoughtful and inspiring, whether that's connective, whether that's escapism. There will be comedians very well doing jokes about this stuff because that's what they do. That's what they provide. I'm not saying it's right, we're not saying it's wrong, we're not saying we're going to do it, but there absolutely will be. You know there will be. And you can, if you need to, and if it happens, you can break down about it, and you can share personal stories about it, if that's your style. But if it's not, you don't have to.
The key thing, I think, with all of this is that this is your business, and it's your brand, and it's your voice. And so never feel that you have to put something out there if you're not comfortable with it, if you don't understand it, if you don't think it's right, if you don't see how it fits with what you're doing. One of the things we have to be careful of is that you don't want to listen too hard to us saying you don't have to talk about it if you think you should talk about it, and you don't have to listen too hard to somebody saying you should definitely talk about it if you don't think you should talk about it. You have to use your platform that you've built. Again, with great platform comes a great responsibility, right? You have to decide, what is the right way for me to handle my audience? What's the right thing for me to do, support or allow them to escape? And so remember, everyone, for the most part, is doing their best. There's situations that are constantly developing, constantly changing. And so it's really difficult, I think, to even process your own understanding of this and your own feelings about how all of this is going to work. And whilst you're coming to terms with what's happening, you have to just be very, very careful with how you step forward. And so hopefully this episode has given you a few ideas to think about, okay, great, do I have to pause my launch? Can I continue my launch? I'm running email campaigns right now. What do I have to check on with my email automations in my email engine? How do I make sure that I'm not putting my foot in it, saying the wrong thing, or pushing my audience away by doing any of those things? And so hopefully this will give you a bunch of thinking around how to make that decision.
And remember that our own understandings and feelings around this whole situation are going to change. They're going to develop. Some of them are going to heighten. Some of them are going to, new things are going to be raised as well. So look at what you're doing and then make decisions that are the best decisions you can make today with the information you currently have. And that's all you can do. And decide whether you're going to be escape content or support content for now. I hope you found this useful. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate you, as always. And we will see you next week for another regular episode of the Email Marketing Show. Take care.